Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi is in chapter 5 of Zvachim, the famous perek Ezehu Makoman that is printed in the beginning of the Siddur that we try to say before the morning prayers, because our prayers are taking the place of these offerings. We're picking up in chapter 5, Mishneh Gimel, third Mishneh, Hatot Tzibor Vayachid, the Hataus, the sin offerings of the community or for an individual. Eluchen Chatot Tzibor. These are the offerings that are the communal sin offerings. Se'irei Rosh Chodeshim, the goats brought on Rosh Chodesh, v'shel Mo'adot, and those brought on the festivals. Shechitatan B'tzafon, they must be slaughtered in the northern half of the courtyard. V'kibul Daman, and their blood is caught, b'chalei Sharet, in a sanctified vessel, B'tzafon, in the northern half. V'daman ta'un arba matanot, the blood requires four applications onto the large mizbeach, large altar in the chatzer, in the courtyard, alarba kranot, on the four corners. Now, kranot also means the horns, and each of the four corners of the mizbeach had this sort of a cube jutting out, and it was like an amma on top surface and an amma coming up. So these were the corners or the horns of the mizbeach. Ketzad. How is the blood actually applied? So as we've learned, a Kohen has to catch the blood. So now a Kohen is holding the blood and he's taking it to the Mizbeach. Allah bekevesh, he goes up the ramp. Now remember, the Mizbeach is 10 amot tall. That's fairly tall. A person is only about 3 amot tall, 3 plus. And so there's a ramp leading up to the Mizbeach. Ufana le sovev, and he actually turns onto the sovev. Now the sovev is sort of this ledge. It's like a little small ramp that comes off of the big ramp and goes to this sort of a walking ledge that goes all around the mizbeach. So to recap, really, the base of the mizbeach is 32 amot by 32 amot, but then there's a little one amma indentation. And then it goes up 6 amot, and then there's another 1 amma indentation, and that's the ledge we're talking about. And then it's going to go up another 3 amot to the surface level, the top level of the mizbeach, and the horns, the kranot, are actually 1 amma above that. So this ledge going around, the kohen is actually 6 amot up, and he has access to these horns at the four corners of the mizbeach. And really, it might be, practically speaking, difficult to go up onto the top level of Mizbeach itself to do the applications, because there are actually multiple pyres, multiple fires going on there, and limbs being burned and things like this. So it's actually much more practical to be walking around this ledge. So what does he do? Valo lekeren dromit mizrachit. He comes to the southeast corner. The ramp is actually on the south side of the Mizbeach. And so then he's turning towards the right, and he first encounters the southeast corner and applies the blood there to the keren, to the horn. And then he goes mizrachit tsifonit, the northeast corner. Then he turns, he's kind of turning left, but really his body is facing the mizbeach, so he's really turning to the right. As the Gemara explains, daf 62b, all of the turnings he does, he has to face the mizbeach, and he's basically turning his body towards the right, with the right arm first. So now he's going along the northern side of the mizbeach, facing the altar itself. He gets to Tzfonit Ma'aravit, the northwest altar, and then again he turns and now goes towards the south and reaches the Ma'aravit Dromit, the southwest corner. And there he applies the fourth application, and then Shiari Hadam, the leftover blood in the vessel, Hayashofech, it was spilled out, Al Yesod Dromi, on the southern side of the Mizbeach. There are actually two holes there to catch the blood. V'necholin, and the parts that are eaten, now the chatat, some of the limbs are burnt, but some of it is eaten. Lifnim miklai, must be eaten within the curtains. Now, the curtains refers to the Mishkan, the tabernacle. So really, this Mishnah may date back to the original times in the Midbar when we had the Mishkan. And in temple times, it means within the chatzer, within the courtyard, which was walled. Lezichrei kohuna, by male kohanim, bechol machal, and cooked in any manner they wanted, as opposed to the carbon pesach, which had to be roasted. This one they could boil or bake or whatever. Leyom v'layla ad chatzot, for one day and one night until midnight. Now, it's interesting because deraisa, on a biblical level, it could be eaten for one day and the entire night. So this ad chatzot is actually rabbinical stringency, so the kohanim don't leave it over, you know, saying, oh, I'll get to it later, I'll eat the rest later. And they won't leave it over and then come to forget, and it will be notar or nosar. It'll be leftovers and become inedible. And it's interesting because the very first Mishnah we learned together in Shas, the very first Mishnah in Brachot, actually says we do the same thing for Shema. We say Shema before midnight as a rabbinical stringency so you don't fall asleep or forget and then miss your chance to say Shema at nighttime. And so too, it lists also some of the limbs, and this falls into the category, the meat of the Chatal should be eaten before Chatzot, so we don't make a mistake. Now on to Mishnah Dalad, Ha'ola, the elevation offering, Kodesh, Kodoshim is the highest level of Kedusha. I heard from a rabbi from Mexico. In Mexico, hola means hello. That hola kodesh kodeshim, it means the way you say hello to people, the way you greet people and you welcome people into your community is a very, very holy thing. So apparently the Jews in Mexico, they take their hola very seriously. And the Mishnah is talking about not just the word, but the elevation offering is the highest level of Kedusha. Shechitata b'tzafon, it is slaughtered in the north. Kibol dama b'chalei sharet b'tzafon, its blood is caught in a service vessel in the north. V'dama ta'un shtei matanot, and it requires two applications to the altar, shehen arba, that are four actual applications. So what this means, the Bartner explains, is he goes to two separate corners. Now the Chatalt, we've seen, he goes to four separate corners and applies on each corner. But here the Kohen only applies to two corners, but on two sides of the corner. So then the blood really drips down onto all four walls. So he actually goes to the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach, and then he goes around to the southwestern corner, applying blood to both sides, externally facing sides of the Keren, of the corner, so it will drip down onto all four sides. Ut'una hefshet, and it requires skinning. They would remove the skin from the ola, and actually the skin, the hide, was the only part given to the Kohanim, v'nituach, and then it is butchered into the parts, and we're actually going to learn about this later, how they would carry up the parts of the Mizbeach, v'chalil ishim, and the entire body is burnt on top of the outer Mizbeach. Yashar kochachem, tizku le mitzvot, and remember, your olah, the way you greet one another, is a very holy thing. Zay gesund.